Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Mark over at GoPSURV is celebrating the return of the fans this season, doing a very special deal for the first home game versus Ball State. He's having a buy one, get one. That's a two-for deal for that first game. Check it out. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark directly at 800-519-8467 for more details. Dustin, in quarter number one, we were talking about recruits who signed this past weekend. Guess what we're going to talk about in quarter number two?
Oh, how about the other three recruits who signed this weekend, Jim? Am I close?
You're dead on, Dustin. You got it. I don't know how you figured that out, but you did. So let's move forward with that. Sunday, Penn State had three commitments. That doesn't happen very often, and these were not three random players. These were three very good players, each with an interesting background to them. Let's start with Florida defensive tackle Zane Durant. Dustin, just a couple weeks ago, everything seemed to be leaning Miami Hurricanes' way. And let's face it, the kids from Florida, that's closer to being the local team. He is a four-star. He's listed at 6'1", 250 pounds. And lo and behold, everything seemed to turn up Penn State's way the last week or two that he was leaning Penn State. And then we get the announcement. Sure enough, it's a Penn State commit.
Yeah, really good job from Penn State to close that gap, because I do believe there was a significant gap for them to overcome and get him. And to me, I mean, he's just the embodiment, Zane Durant is, of where it looked like Penn State's recruiting was going. When you have a loss or two, when you had Nicholas Singleton looking like Notre Dame all the way, we'll talk about him more later, I'm sure. But this is Penn State getting the momentum going in the right direction and coming back and closing hard, and not only giving Zane Durant something to think about when he was on campus, but really won him over with the connection to the staff. And to do that with a Florida kid, you know, when everything was riding on that visit that he took, it's a big deal. I mean, this is an incredible job by Penn State, James Franklin and his staff to get him. You know, you mentioned 6'1", 250. You know, he is not your average defensive tackle. And he said, I think the 24/7 Sports that the staff compared him to Kevin Givens and the success that he had. Kevin Givens was even smaller. Kevin Givens was, we were debating, you know, well, I think we'll share this story a lot. We were debating Kevin Givens, whether he was a linebacker or a defensive end. And then he pops up out of nowhere weighing 285. And he was no doubt, you know, the strongest player on the team. It seemed to come out of nowhere. I mean, Zane Durant's not going to come out of nowhere, but he's going to have a similar trajectory, I think. 6'1", 6'1 and a half, something like that. You know, he's going to be 285. He's going to be 290. He's going to have that quickness and the uniqueness, as you alluded to. We've talked about all three of these guys we'll mention coming up. One special characteristic about him is he looks and plays and moves like a linebacker, because that's what his roots are. You know, he's grown to this point, but he moves like a jumbo linebacker. You can see him line up in the backfield. I mean, this is a kid who moves incredibly well for that position. And I think, you know, you hate to give him too lofty of a comparison, but Kevin Givens is a very apt one. You don't need to be 6'5". You don't need to have that length if you do something special. And what he does is just very fluid movement, quick, more sudden than most defensive tackles are. And I think that's going to work to his advantage when he gets there. Really strong pickup for all of those reasons. But from a football standpoint, I'm really excited to see how quickly he can get up to the right playing weight, where he arrives, you know, from a weight perspective, and what Dwight Gall can do with him early in his career to help bring out the inner Kevin Givens in him.
I like how you talk about him being a unique player with a specific, unique skill, especially for that defensive tackle position. If you got a guy with that special kind of quickness there, that's something different, not something the guys on the interior of the offensive line are used to dealing with, and that could be a very special talent. Speaking of special talents, let's move on to our next player from Sunday, and that's Pittsburgh defensive end Tyrese Ferbree, and he announced for Penn State. He's a 6'5", 210-pound, I believe four-star defensive end. And what's interesting, Dustin, after talking about Zane Durant being 6'1", 250, here you have a guy who's kind of the opposite way, 6'5", but only 210. When I see that, I just say, oh my goodness, Dwight Gault is going to just love to work with a kid like this, because looking at him, when you see the picture of him, that's a frame that could carry a lot more weight.
He's the kind of kid, Jim, that in 4 or 5 years, you're going to be, you know, seeing him, you know, maybe be an NFL draft pick, and you're going to look back at his recruiting profile and be like, this kid weighed 210 pounds coming out of high school. He looked like that. You know, he is a skinny kid, but I don't think his frame prohibits him from gaining weight. I think it's going to happen pretty easily for him. I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want with him, which is kind of the case always with Dwight Gault. But you think about him at 6'5", 210. You think about Cam Brown coming out of high school in Maryland around 6'5", 210. Their frames look incredibly similar, but I think their games and what they do well on the field is a little bit different. And I think that's why you saw Cam Brown, a unique choice at the time, developed into a linebacker. James Franklin won that one. I was skeptical of Cam Brown being a linebacker because of that length and because of, you know, it not being an ordinary move. But I think Ferbree is a really strong defensive end prospect, because you're going to see him at 245, 250. You're going to see, I think, him being able to protect that burst, that explosiveness. He's very sudden, very fluid, very bendy off the edge. I mean, there's a lot to like here from core physical skills. I think he's going to develop into a really good pass rusher. I mentioned the sky could be the limit. I mean, being 6'5", it'll be interesting to see his development and how high he can go from a weight perspective, because I don't know if 250 is the cap. I could be wrong just looking at his frame and trying to project out a few years from now, but if Penn State really, really felt strongly about turning him into a very versatile weapon who can go inside, outside, I think he would be able to do that. That's not what I would predict for him, but great burst off the edge is the key here. I don't care that he's 210. Penn State doesn't care that he's 210. That's going to change quickly. That's one of those elements. That's a variable that Penn State can control. More and more, that's an area that Penn State can take control of this kid and develop him into something special.
I have no doubt about that. And Dustin, could I get a little bit petty here also? Do you mind?
Yeah. I mean, since when do you ask permission, Jim?
That's true. It didn't matter what you were going to answer. I was going to go this route anyway.
Right.
Prior to his visit to Penn State, he appeared to be a heavy Pitt lean. Okay. And he went to the Penn State visit, came away saying it was an absolutely incredible experience, loved it. Somehow, I want to picture Pat Narduzzi's response to him, the player Ferbree, switching from Pitt to Penn State commitment. That just makes it a little extra special for me.
Oh, because I'm pretty confident in what Pat Narduzzi's response would be. He's not a Pitt guy. We don't want him anyway, right? if he doesn't want to be here, we'll win without him. Except you probably won't win without him. I don't think you would have won a whole lot with him either. I think Pat Narduzzi, his limitations as a recruiter really show as a head coach. I don't see him as being the guy who makes a deep, rich connection over the course of a weekend with not only a kid but his family too. I think he's such a. I mean, obviously, he's had a great deal of success as a football coach, but he is a simple-minded man. He is football first and football only, I think, where Penn State's messaging is a little bit more diverse than that. Penn State's messaging is a little bit more versatile and well-rounded, and I think they've got the results to show it. James Franklin is a relationship builder. He can build a relationship that feels unforgettable in a couple hours if he needs to. And you see it in a recruitment like this. I mean, that was a difference in his recruitment. He came to Penn State not all that far from Pittsburgh. He mentioned it as being a priority. His family can come see him play still without question, without problem. I think Penn State's message was a little bit deeper than Pitt's message. Their success is a little bit more impressive than Pitt's success. So if push comes to shove and you are really, truly weighing these two programs against each other for a variety of factors, it's hard for Penn State not to be the pick. If you don't value maybe the city experience or some of the things that Pitt offers when it comes to being close to home or some of the opportunities that are in Pittsburgh that aren't in rural state college, if those aren't important to you and it's a Pitt-Penn State recruiting battle, I would probably pick Penn State every time on that one.
And I think you just expressed the difference between you and I, Dustin. You gave a very rational, well-thought-out reasoning there, and I was just plain petty. So anyway, I'm going to live with that. I'm okay with being the petty one. Let's get to our last commitment for Sunday, and that was defensive tackle from New York, Caleb Artis. He was the final guy with the commitment Sunday night, and you describe him as the opposite end of the spectrum from Zane Durant and his smaller size, because this kid is 6'4", 290 pounds.
And where is he going to go from a frame perspective? Already very, very strong, and I think, you know, I might have articulated this in the notes that I sent you, is that Penn State's going to have options with him too. He could be 6'5", 330. If that's where his growth takes him, if that's what Penn State wants him to be, that to me, I mean, I think Penn State is more likely to cater to the power side of his game. And what makes him unique right off the bat is being a legit 6'4 with long arms. If he is a bigger, more powerful player with that length, I mean, he's going to be a problem for guards and centers who tend to have shorter arms, who tend to, you know, not be as fluid on their feet as tackles. I think that's where they're going to go with him. And that's what makes him special now, is he's got that incredible length and he's got good power. They're going to improve his burst. They're going to build on his existing strength, which is his strength. When he gets kind of full extension and gets his hands on guards, it's going to be problematic. And I think that has a chance to make him special. And that's why he's on the opposite end of the spectrum from Zane Durant.
All right, Dustin, that is it. We needed a full segment to take care of just the commits from Sunday. Next segment, we're going to take a look at where they go from here with the recruiting. We know there's some more commitments coming up real soon. You want to stick around for that in quarter number three. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.